This is Alex Chadwick in Washington. The loyalty of some Iraqi units is clear to the chief of the Central Command, General Tommy Franks. He says U.S.-led forces have had some terrific firefights recently. CNN's Art Harris is traveling through southern Iraq now with the 2nd Marine Division out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. He spoke with me a little while ago about the movement of his unit.
Well, the day began with a quick ride over the Euphrates to a spot where the Marines and the Light Armored Recon Unit had a firefight last night, and there were two dead Iraqi soldiers they killed armed with AK-47s. They were lying on their backs, head to feet, each of them, and a backhoe was there and dug the holes, and the Marines laid them in with their canteens. One was wearing boots, the other was barefoot. One had a pack of cigarettes in his pocket, and both were bloody from having been hit with a 7.62 machine gun fire. The commander of the light armored vehicle I talked to afterwards said that he was going down a road about 4:30 this morning, and the guy had a report that there were two Iraqi soldiers who had emerged from a farmhouse, and he saw them. They were approaching another vehicle, and he came up behind them. They turned, raised their weapons to fire, and he let off two short bursts. The first burst caught one soldier, and then he dropped his night vision goggles and his gunner thermal sight, and when he saw him, he hit him with two bursts, and he went down. They inspected them. They sent up, actually, they had to find the bodies first. They sent up a couple of flares, phosphorus flares, to illuminate the area, and found the bodies. It's very difficult for the Marines here because there are a lot of Iraqis who are in civilian clothes, and they happen to be walking and carrying their military uniforms with them, and they have been stopping them at these checkpoints, at least one specific one along the Euphrates, to question them. And military intelligence has been talking with them and concluded that most of them have been deserters or have no more stomach for the fight and are going home south of Nazaria.
Art, can you tell me this? Do the men that you're with, the fighting Marines that you're with, do they seem any different today after they've had this involvement with combat, very direct combat? Has it changed them?
These are young, very, very sober young men to begin with. And when we started out from Kuwait, there were some gas alerts, possible scuds. Well, there were scuds going overhead, and then rocket launchers firing at artillery positions of the Iraqis. Here, before today's action, there had been some mortar rounds coming in, explosions, and they have been sobered every day by what they're facing. I have seen a number of them going from the joking stage to still dark humor, but there's less joking, Alex.
CNN's Art Harris in southern Iraq. He's embedded with the 2nd Marine Division out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.